The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam. First Canto, Chapter Number 1, Text Number 22. Given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Dasathikari. Recorded on August 27th, 2012, in Aheloy, Bulgaria.
Om Namo Bhagavate. Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Tvam
na
sandarshita
datra
dustaram nistitirshatam kalem satvaharam pumsam karnadhara
Iva
Arnavam Tvam Nasandarshito Datra Dushtaram Nishtitirshatam
Kaling
Satvaharam Pumsam Karnadhara Ivarnavam Tvam Nasandarshito Datra Dustarang Nishtitirshatam Kaling Satvaharang Pumsam Karnadhara Ivarnavam Tvam,
your goodness.
Na,
na.
Unto us. Sandarshita. Meeting. Datra. By providence. Dustaram. Insurmountable. Nishtitirshatam. For those desiring to cross over. Kalim, the age of Kali. Satvaharam, that which deteriorates the good qualities. Pumsam of man. Karnadhara, captain. Eva, as Arnavam, the ocean. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. We think that we have met your goodness by the will of providence, just so that we may accept you as captain of the ship for those who desire to cross the difficult ocean of Kali, which deteriorates all the good qualities of a human being. Purport. The age of Kali is very dangerous for the human being. Human life is simply meant for self-realization, but due to this dangerous age, men have completely forgotten the aim of life. In this age, the lifespan will gradually decrease. People will gradually lose their memory, finer sentiments, strength, and better qualities. A list of the anomalies for this age is given in the 12th canto of this work. And so this age is very difficult for those who want to utilize this life for self-realization. The people are so busy with sense gratification that they completely forget about self-realization. Out of madness, they frankly say that there is no need for self-realization because they do not realize that this brief life is but a moment on our grand journey towards self-realization. The whole system of education is geared to sense gratification, and if a learned man thinks it over, he sees that the children of this age are being intentionally sent to the slaughterhouses of so-called education. Learned men, therefore, must be cautious of this age, and if they at all want to cross over the dangerous ocean of Kali, they must follow the footsteps of the sages of Naimisharanya and accept Sri Suta Goswami as his bona fide representative, as the captain of the ship. The ship is the message of Lord Sri Krishna in the shape of the Srimad Bhagavad Gita or the Srimad Bhagavatam. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Balakamala Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupa Sagrajata Sahagana Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Zavadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitamscha. So we know about a mile away, there's the Black Sea. We don't normally think that we're in the middle of an ocean right here. We think we're on the dry land. We're on the safe side. But we learn from the Srimad Bhagavatam that we are in the midst of a difficult ocean called the Age of Kali. It is indeed a very, very dangerous ocean. There are so many things to distract us from Krishna consciousness. There are two pathways that one can follow. One can follow the pathway of self-realization, which is the process of reconnecting with God, or one can follow the process of sense gratification, which means servitude towards the servitude to the flesh. You can serve your flesh or you can serve God. Nowadays, people are very eager to serve the flesh. Just like they have now, what are called sex shops. I noticed one yesterday on the parade, some degraded place, you see. Sex shop. Simply to serve the flesh. Actually, all these places are serving the flesh. So there is one institution, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. How to give up servitude towards the flesh. Even the churches, synagogues, and mosques, they are praying to God that you serve our flesh, Lord. So even in the churches, they are interested in serving the flesh. They want God to serve their flesh. So, what is the result of serving flesh? How long will your flesh last? Death can come at any time. Just like yesterday, there was a beautiful, cute little puppy dog here, you see. We came home last night, we saw he was dead. When they took off with the Ratharacha cart, he was run over by the van. Or they took with Jagannath, yeah, he was run over. So that's the nature of this material body. In this material body, death can come at any time. So that is the reward for a lifetime of serving my flesh. I'm rewarded with death. So therefore, is a life of serving the flesh a very good life? The only thing you get in the end is death. Is it a very good thing? So an intelligent person, instead of serving the flesh, which is temporary, he focuses his energy on serving God, because that relationship that we have with God is eternal. The flesh will die, but the living being, he will not die, because he is spiritual. Whether man or woman, even animals, every living entity has a soul. Or more accurately stated, every living entity is a soul. But in this material existence, we are covered by so many varieties of material bodies. We falsely think I am this body. I am a man. Or I am a woman. Or I am an American. Or I am a Bulgarian. You see? In this way, we misidentify with these material bodies. And this misidentification with the material body binds us to a life of servitude to the flesh. Which leads nowhere except to death. But the living entity is actually eternal. Therefore, he does not want to die. But death is forced upon him as long as he continues to identify with his or her material body. Therefore, this age, when the atmosphere is very completely geared to sense gratification, flesh, serving the flesh. It's very difficult to get free of this flesh service consciousness.
Много трудно човек да се освободи от това съзнание да служи на плътта.
But there is one hope.
Обаче има една надежда.
And that is the message of Krishna.
И това е посланието на Кришна.
In the form of the Bhagavad Gita and the Srimad Bhagavatam.
Под формата на Bhagavad Gita и Srimad Bhagavatam.
Because these teachings of Lord Krishna,
защото тези учения на Бог Кришна,
they are a suitable boat.
Те са една подходяща лодка.
To carry us over this ocean.
Която да ни прекара през този океан.
And the captain of that ship,
капитана на този кораб,
the captain of that boat,
капитана на тази лодка,
is the spiritual master. In this verse, specifically, it is Sri Suta Goswami who is acting as the spiritual master for the sages of Naimisharanya. So, Suta Goswami is the captain of the ship. And spiritual master who represents him, he is also the captain of the ship. Prabhupada is the captain of our ISKCON ship. Just as Noah in the Bible, he built the ark to save all the living beings from the flood. So Prabhupada has made Prabhupada, there's Noah's ark and there's Prabhupada's ark. ISKCON is Prabhupada's ark. And those who take shelter of the boat of Prabhupada's ark, ISKCON, they become they cross over this dangerous ocean of Kali. A very nice point here that the one who has a learned man who carefully thinks it over will see that children of this age are being intentionally sent to the slaughterhouses of so-called education. That's a pretty heavy thing to say. All the schools, the colleges, the universities, there are slaughterhouses. But if you think it over, it's actually true. I mean, why? How can Prabhupada say such a heavy thing? If you think it over, it's actually true. Because what do they teach you in these schools and colleges? There was one boy in our center in Austin. He was a student at the University of Texas. And the professor, he told all these students, he said, he encouraged them, you have boyfriends and you have girlfriends too. In other words, he encouraged them all to become bisexual. You know, you girls, you should have boyfriends for sex and girlfriends also for sex. And you boys, you should have girlfriends for sex and also boyfriends for sex. This is all he would teach, saying in the college classroom. The state government is paying his salary as a professor. And he is teaching the students like that. So it's very, if you consider these points, it's very easy to see how the modern day educational institutions, they are slaughterhouses. They are butchering these poor children, teaching them such immorality, service to the flesh, you see. Where is that institution that is actually teaching people self-realization. There's only one institution which is actually teaching properly the science of self-realization. That is our society, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. So therefore we encourage everyone to come to our society, ISKCON. Hear from our various teachers how to become a pure devotee of God. Everyone should come. The Christians, the Jews, the Muslims, the Sikhs, the Jains, the atheists, everyone should come to our ISKCON and hear from the preachers of ISKCON how to become the pure devotee of Krishna. When we say Krishna, we mean God. Krishna is the name for God in the Sanskrit language. This particular name of God means the supreme, all-attractive one. So actually it is a very nice designation for God. Because if God is all-powerful, you think he would become old? The Christians, they have made in the Rome one picture of God as an old man. Old man God, you see. But if God is all-powerful, I mean time is under his control. So God would let himself become old? Everyone likes to stay young. So God has to get old? This is not very good philosophy. That means he's not all-powerful. That means time is more powerful than God. But then he's not God. Time is God. So if God is actually God, time is under his control. And he never gets old and ugly like me. He remains eternally youthful and beautiful and attractive, you see. That is God. He remains eternally youthful and attractive. Therefore, he is also known as Krishna, the supreme, all-attractive one. So if we will get aboard this ship of the teachings of Krishna, or God, under the guidance of the bona fide spiritual master, then we will be saved from this material existence. We will cross safely in Prabhupada's ark back to our original home in the transcendental, in the, it is known as the Paravyama, the transcendental spiritual sky. So I can ask now if there's any questions. Yes.
Yesterday you mentioned this verse from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna Shakti Taravina Nahi Pravitana, that one has to be empowered in order to preach Krishna consciousness.
That's right.
And but you also related this story how Bhaktisiddhanta sent his preacher Sannyasi and supported him, but then he failed. Why he was not empowered, but Srila Prabhupada became empowered?
So, why Prabhupada had the empowerment to spread Krishna consciousness to the Western world, and why none of his godbrothers had that empowerment? The question is, how does one get that empowerment? We can get some hint from the Shvetashvatara Upanishad
6:23.
Yasya deve para bhaktir tata deve tata guru tasyaite khyatitah yarata prakashyante mahatmanah. Only unto those souls who have unflinching faith in the words of Sri Krishna and Sri Guru are all the imports of Vedic knowledge revealed.
Само на тези души, които имат пълна вяра в думите на Шри Кришна и Гуру, на тях се разкрива цялото ведическо.
If someone is not empowered for spreading Krishna consciousness,
ако някой не е упълномощен да разпространява Кришна съзнание,
this is a sign they are lacking faith in the words of their spiritual master.
Това означава, че им липсва вяра в думите на духовния.
They're lacking faith in the words of Krishna.
Им липсва вяра в думите на Кришна.
Therefore, they do not have proper realization of the Vedic wisdom. So in our movement, the founding guru for our ISKCON is Srila Prabhupada. His divine grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta T. Dandi Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada. We must have unflinching faith in the words of Srila
Prabhupada.
Just as Srila Prabhupada had unflinching faith in the words of his spiritual master, Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur. We must also have unflinching faith in the words of Srila
Prabhupada.
That Prabhupada is not simply some mental speculator. Prabhupada is a divinely empowered being who is revealing the message of Krishna purely. He's not a mental speculator. He's not a word juggler. He is purely speaking according to how Krishna is revealing to him this knowledge from the core of Prabhupada's heart. So if we understand Prabhupada in this way, you see, with unflinching faith in the words of
Prabhupada,
then we will have perfect vision of the Vedic wisdom. And we will also become empowered for pushing this movement all over the world. So do not doubt the words of Srila Prabhupada. Those persons who have firm faith in Srila Prabhupada's words and preach them with conviction, they also have the empowerment of Krishna, Krishna Shakti, for spreading Krishna consciousness all over the world. So, how do you get that faith? If I have a mind full of doubts, how do I get rid of my doubts and become firm faith? Hearing attentively and submissively. From three sources. Shastras, the scriptures. The sadhus, the devotees of the Lord. And guru, the spiritual master. If you regularly, attentively and submissively read the scriptures, hear from the Vaishnavas and hear from the spiritual masters, then in this way your faith will become pakka, solid faith. And Krishna will empower you for preaching this Krishna consciousness movement. Sometimes people say things, they speak words of doubt. And if we hear those words of doubt, they may infect our consciousness. So we have to have sufficient knowledge, and we hear words of doubt from neophyte devotees, that we can defeat those doubts.
Ние трябва да имаме достатъчно знание, ако чуваме такива съмнения от начинаещи преродени, да може да ги оборим.
When a doubt comes, we have to defeat that doubt.
Когато съмнението дойде, трябва да го победим.
Doubts are like cancer.
Съмненията са като рака.
If you have a cancer in your body, you need to get it out right away before it spreads.
Ако имате рак в тялото, трябва веднага да го отстраните, за да преди да се разпредят.
So if one becomes polluted with a cancer of doubt, then you have to take remedial measure to get it out of your consciousness as soon as possible.
Ако човек се зарази от рака на съмнението, трябва веднага да вземе мерки да го отстрани.
Because you allow it to spread it, it will kill your spiritual life.
Защото ако му позволите да се разпространи, това ще убие духовния ви живот.
So the best thing, when doubts come, pick up Prabhupada's books.
Това най-доброто нещо, когато дойдат съмненията, вземете книга на Прабхупад.
Hear advanced devotees preaching.
И слушайте проповядването на напредналите преродени.
Hear your spiritual masters preaching.
Слушайте проповядването на духовните.
Pray to Krishna, my dear Lord, you are known as Madhusudana, the killer of doubts. So please kill all these doubts that have entered my heart.
Молете се на Кришна, о Мадхусудана, ти си този, който убива съмненията, затова моля те, отстрани всички съмнения от сърцето ми.
Doubts may sometimes come.
Понякога съмненията може да дойдат.
I remember one time someone I was preaching in the university campus.
Спомням се, веднъж в един университет проповядвах.
And someone said, some Mayavadi devotee, not devotee, but Mayavadi speculator, he said, everything is an illusion. So I was thinking, well, what if he was right? Everything is an illusion. I considered it philosophically. But I was thinking, but yet with Krishna consciousness then is the best of all the illusions. Everything's an illusion. If it were true that everything is an illusion, well, this is the best illusion. So why not stick with this? You know, it's the best illusion.
Ако всичко наистина е иллюзия, тогава това пък е най-добрата иллюзия, що да не си продължа с нея.
But you know what?
Знаете ли какво?
If that boy's philosophy, everything is an illusion, what does that mean about his philosophy? According to him. In other words, if I say that everything is an illusion, what does that mean? It means my statement that I just made also is an illusion. Therefore, when someone speaks that philosophy, you can just write it off. They just cancel themselves out philosophically. Everything's an illusion. I accept it. Therefore, your philosophy is an illusion. Get out of here. If your philosophy, everything's an illusion, you should just keep your mouth shut. Don't speak illusion. Our philosophy is different. Prabhupada said our philosophy is substance. There's an original substance, you see. This rascal Dr. Stephen Hawking, he says that everything comes out of nothing. And he's such a fool and a rascal. He calls himself a scientist. But real science means you have to have an experiment. You have to prove it with an experiment. Everything comes out of nothing. Okay, you show one experiment, you can bring anything out of nothing. Give us a pot of popcorn out of nothing. Can you pop popcorn out of nothing?
Dr. Hawking, може ли да изпукаш едни пуканки от нищото?
Can you make anything out of nothing, Dr. Hawking?
Нищо не може да направиш от нищото.
You see, there's never been any scientific experiment to take something out of nothing.
Никога не е имало научен експеримент, който нещо е произвезло от нищо.
Therefore, you know, he's not a scientist. He's just a cheater and a rascal.
Така че той не е учен, той е един...
A real scientist, he can show by experiment. Yes, here is nothing, now we've gotten something out of nothing. So in this way we have to not be fooled by the fools and rascals. Our philosophy is substance. There's an original, nothing comes out of nothing. Everything comes out of something, and that something is the original substance of existence. So that original substance is Krishna. Krishna is the original substance from which everything has come. It's confirmed in Bhagavad Gita. Krishna explains this in chapter 10, text number
8.
Aham sarvasya prabhavo matak sarvam pravartate iti madva bhajante bang buddha bhavasamanvataha. I am the source of all material and spiritual worlds. Everything emanates from me. The wise who know this perfectly engage in my devotional service and worship me with all their hearts. So are there any other questions? What's the question?
I don't see a question.
She hasn't asked a question?
Okay, this lady is a teacher and she wants to join our society, and she also said that tomorrow she may be leaving the university and join us. So she is asking how to...
No, we want you to stay in the university. If you're a teacher in the university, that's a very, very good position in the society. So, it's an interesting story in this connection. There was one boy, he was... his name was Steve Garina. He became initiated as Satsva Rupa Das. And he was working a job for the social welfare department. And he noticed all the other boys, they were there in the temple all day with the spiritual master, Prabhupada. And he was thinking, this isn't very good. I have to go to work all day. The other boys are there with the spiritual master all day, and here I am at work. It's not very good. So one day he quit his job and he went in to tell Prabhupada, Swamiji, I quit my job. He thought that Prabhupada would be very pleased with him. But actually his job was paying the rent for the temple. So Prabhupada was not very happy. Actually, to be a teacher in the university is a very important position. Because you have an opportunity to influence the students. What subject matter do you teach?
Psychology and philosophy.
Oh, very good. Psychology and philosophy.
Philosophy and also teaching. Huh? And also teaching children. Pedagogy.
No, you teach college, university age students or just children? Both.
Преподаваш за деца, учиш педагогика.
Начална педагогика, предучилищна. От момента 4 години и половина, 5 до 3 годишен.
Yes, she's also teaching for children this, I don't know how it's called, this science.
Как се отглежда децата?
Pedagogic.
So, now you should stay as a teacher and become Krishna conscious. We will train you how to be fixed in Krishna consciousness while you engage in your profession. Actually, in the Bhagavad Gita, our main scripture, Arjuna wanted to give up his profession. But Krishna said, no, you do your profession, but you do it for me.
Но Кришна му казал: не, върши си професията, но го прави за мен.
So we want that you should remain in your profession.
She is also going to retire soon.
Oh, retirement is okay then. If you're retiring, now you can do it. If it's if your time for you to retire, then you can retire. That's all
right. Yeah.
But don't abruptly just walk away from your job, no? You retire properly, then that is okay.
Yeah.
We can engage you in assisting our movement. We have our center in Burgas. And our president here in the Burgas temple is Nitai Chandra Prabhu. You've already met him, I think, yesterday. So we will ask him to engage you nicely in Krishna conscious activities. The first thing is you learn how to chant on the Japamala beads, our meditation beads, our prayer beads. This is our daily meditation. This will be your first assignment to learn how to do the prayer, the meditation on the prayer beads. Japamala. Then you have to learn how to follow our diet also. Vegetarian diet. And then you have to also read the books of Prabhupada, our founder. These are your first three assignments. The chanting, the diet, and the reading. This is your first three assignments. How to enter into Krishna consciousness. So you can give her all guidance on how to do those things. Question mark?
Точно 25 години не съм се докосвала до мъж и съм се откъснала.
She is not smoking, she is not drinking, and for 25 years she has not been in contact with men.
Very good. Very, very good. So you're a very pious woman, a very pure woman, and we appreciate that very much. Now we'll teach you how to become perfect. See, piety is very good. But you're not perfect yet. Now you have to go to a higher level, the transcendental. You're on the platform of piety, the platform of what's called Sattva Guna, the platform of goodness. But you're a vegetarian or not? No?
Vegetarian?
Yes, she is
vegetarian.
Oh, very good.
She has to eat prasadam.
Now you have to learn to offer your food to Krishna. Because Krishna, even vegetarian food has karma. If you eat a carrot, you killed the carrot. The carrot is also a living thing. So if you eat a carrot, you've killed the carrot. So to be free from the sin of killing the carrot and killing the potato, you see, you must first offer that to Krishna before you eat. So the devotees, they will teach you how to offer your food to Krishna. You need to have an altar in your home, a picture of Krishna there. You can have Prabhupada's picture, our guru. You have Prabhupada and you have Krishna, you have an altar in your home. And you just like here we have an altar, you can have a little altar in your home. It's your place where you pray and you bow down every day, you see. And you make a special, they have, get a special, go to the store and buy a very special plate which is only for God, for Krishna. A beautiful, nice plate in the shop, you see. Only God's plate, no one else's plate. And you put all your foodstuffs there before you eat and you lay down, you put it on the offer to the Lord, lay it on and for his photograph, then you bow down and pray to him to accept the offering. You give him a few minutes to enjoy the food, and then you take that and you transfer it back into your cooking pot or onto your plate. And then you can eat on your own plate, but don't eat off God's plate. So in this way, you have to learn how to offer your. In this way, you have to learn how to chant on the beats, how to offer your food. This will elevate you from your present position of material piety to what is known as the transcendental position. So piety is the highest level in the material existence. We will teach you how to go even higher than material piety, the level of pure love of God. Any other questions? Yes.
Виждам някои проповедници проповядват по-така твърдо. Аз съм забелязал, че аз лично обичам по-меко да проповядвам. Дали това е грешка понякога?
He is asking about the preaching and he has noticed that some preachers their preaching is very heavy. But he prefers for himself to preach a little soft, using softer words. So he's asking, is this correct or is it?
To simply preach heavy is not good, and to simply preach soft is also not good. You have to use a combination of soft and heavy. You have an expert preacher, he knows when to be soft, he knows when to be heavy. As needed. If you're too soft, it's no good. If you're too heavy, it's no good. There has to be the proper balance of soft and heavy. Now you have to judge according to the person you're preaching to. It's like a doctor, sometimes he's soft and sometimes he's heavy. When he's soft, he gives you a pill. When he's heavy, he gives you the surgeon's scalpel. If you require the surgeon's scalpel and he only gives you a pill, then he's not a good doctor. And if he gives you the surgeon's scalpel, when all you really needed was a pill, he's also not a good doctor. So you have to be a very good doctor, you have to see the person, you have to understand their level of of spiritual awakening, and you have to give them the pill or the scalpel according to what they need. Don't be fanatically attached to being soft or to being heavy, either one. That I have to give everybody only a pill, and no one I can give a knife. I have to give everybody the knife and never give nobody a pill. You have to see what is the need of this person. How can I help this person to become Krishna conscious in the most effective way as soon as possible? That's what you have to see.
Трябва да се образиш как да дадеш Кришна съзнание по най-ефективния начин и възможно най-бързо на конкретната личност.
Sometimes heaviness is very good. Actually, guru means heavy. And Lord Chaitanya has ordered you to become guru. Jare deka tarika Krishna upadesh amara agayo guru hoyo tare desh. Lord Chaitanya has ordered. Wherever you meet, you instruct him in the teaching of Krishna. In this way, on my order, you become guru and deliver the people of this country. Gauranga's order. Gauranga has ordered you to be heavy. But his guru means heavy. But you have to also be very soft.
He's
simply heavy, they all run away. You have to be very soft and appealing. Make it very soft, very sweet, you see. Because sometimes Krishna consciousness is a bitter pill. Who would want to swallow a bitter pill? No one wants to swallow a bitter pill. So sometimes we have to put very nice candy coating in the bitter pill. So you be heavy, but put a nice soft coating around the heaviness. That's the real thing. That's the proper understanding. You must be heavy, but always put a nice soft candy coating around the heaviness so they don't feel that you're being heavy. You must always be heavy, but no one should ever feel that you're being heavy, because there's a very nice candy coating around your heaviness. You understand? Always be heavy. A preacher means you must always be very heavy. But it's so nicely candy coating that no one ever knows that you're heavy. And you think, oh, he's so soft and sweet. But actually, you're very, very heavy. And that is the way. Huh?
Prabhupada said that if you are not, your preaching is not heavy, people go away.
He told my godbrother, Balavanta Prabhu, who was our GBC in Atlanta. Balavanta Prabhu wrote to Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, the devotees are leaving the temple. What to do?
Balavanta Prabhu писа на Шрила Прабхупада в едно писмо, че преноденици тръгват от храма и какво да направи.
Prabhupada said, they are going away because your preaching is not strong.
И Прабхупада му казва, те си тръгват, защото твоето проповядване не е силно.
So leader means strength.
Лидер означава някой, който е силен.
You can't be weak and be a leader, you see.
Не може да си слаб и да си лидер.
A leader must be strong.
Лидерът трябва да е силен.
Because who wants to follow somebody who's weak?
No.
Does somebody want to follow a weakling, a wimp? No. If you want people to, if you're in a position of leadership, you have to show strength, because people are impressed by strength. They want to follow someone who is strong. I remember one time we had a very strong temple president. We had Vishnujana Swami was our temple president. And then he brought in a, when he went to open another temple, he brought one boy in, Ishan Prabhu, who was very weak.
И когато отиде да отвори друг храм, взе със себе си едно момче, Ишан Прабу, което беше много слабо.
Ишан Прабу did not know how to take a strong position.
Ишан Прабу не знаеше как да вземе силно.
And nobody wanted to follow him.
И никой не искаше да го следва.
And nobody in the temple, nobody was inspired to follow him at all.
Никой в храма изобщо не беше вдъхновен да го следва.
So he had to be replaced with somebody who was willing to take a strong position.
И тогава трябваше да бъде заменен с някой, който може да вземе силна позиция.
Leader must take a strong position.
Лидер трябва да приема силна позиция.
But he must do it so sweetly that everybody loves it.
Но той трябва по такъв своят начин да го направи, че всички да им харесва да го, да го приемат.
Isn't Krishna's six opulences one of the six opulences is to be strong? Which one
to be power, one of the six opulences is powerful, you see. One who is powerful is attractive.
Yeah.
Weakness is not one of the six opulences. Strength is power. Power is attractive. Weakness is not. Prabhupada always said, the strong will rule and the weak will serve.
Прабхупада казва, че силните ще управляват, пък слабите ще служат.
So, if you want to have your own, let's put it this way, I'll be really frank with you. You want to have your own preaching project?
Ако искаш да имаш собствен проповеднически
проект? Or do you want to serve somebody else's preaching project?
Или искаш да служиш на чуж проповеднически проект? Кажи, собствен ли искаш
да имаш? What's your answer?
Какъв е отговор?
You want to have your own preaching project, you want to serve somebody else's preaching project.
He realizes that to have your own preaching project is involves you in many managerial intrigues. So this
intrigues?
Yes.
Not necessarily. One can be the Rajarsis means they're saints and they are saintly king. One can be very honest and pure and be a leader like Yudhishthira. Preaching is not, leadership does not mean you have to be duplicitous. In fact, Prabhupada told us no politics and no duplicity. That's his word. No, like double talk and duplicity. Prabhupada was completely against it. It's not a fact you have to be duplicitous to be a leader. That's not true. So again, you haven't answered my question. Do you want to have your own project? Do you want to serve someone else's project? What's your answer? Yeah, but let's see if he really wants it or not. I have to find out.
Yes,
all right, so then you have to be strong. You have to be, otherwise you'll never be successful. You have to be strong.
Yeah.
Have to be strong. Can't be weak. A leader must be very strong and powerful. But you should know what the real meaning of strength, how to be actually strong. Purity, the real strength is purity. The more you can represent your spiritual master and Srila Prabhupada purely, that's your strength. Not politics and duplicity, that's not strength. Some people think that political wheeling and dealing is strength, but actually the more you do that, the more you become weak.
Това е силата, а не интригите, лицемерието.
real strength is how strictly, how much faith you have in your spiritual master, how much faith you have in Srila Prabhupada. That's your real strength. So that you have to see. How much faith do I have in my spiritual master and in the previous acharya? You see, that's faith you have to see. That you have to see. Because you can only have strength to the degree that you have faith in Guru and Krishna. That's where you get your power from, by faith in Guru and Krishna. Not by lording it over mentality. Anything else?
Как трябва да се отнасяме към преродени, които имат съмнение в сърцето си и го проповядват? Също така към преродени, които имат оскърбително отношение към други вешнави или към други духовни учители и не го крият и го проповядват. И т.е. как ние може да се спасим, как да се отнасяме към тях и всъщност как да изчистим сърцето си. Да, как да изчистим сърцето си преди всичко.
How to deal with persons who have doubts in their hearts and they are spreading them, and also with persons who are offensive and they don't hide it.
The persons who are what?
Offensive. Yes, towards the devotees and to the spiritual master, and they speak it out. And how to deal with them and how to save ourselves from them and to purify our hearts.
The first category is people who don't have faith. The second one was offensive. What was the first one?
The first one was people who have doubts.
Doubts. Okay, the first one is the doubters, and there's the offenders is the second category.
Yes.
Well, the best thing is to be so strong that you can defeat their doubts and defeat their offenses. Defeat them in... The best thing is to be so strong you can defeat their doubts by preaching and chastise them for their offensive remarks. That's the best thing.
Най-доброто нещо е, ако можеш да си толкова силна, че да обориш техните съмнения и оскърбленията също да ги...
Someone who is offensive should be chastised.
Да ги укориш за това, че извършат оскърбление.
Yeah.
It can be a senior devotee or new offensive.
If it's a senior devotee, what do you do?
Ако е старши преданник, какво правиш в такъв случай?
Then you should report it to the Brahminical Council.
Тогава трябва да докладваш на Брамана съвета.
Here's the chain of command. There's the Brahminical, the national. If you're well, you're first of all, your local temple president is the first thing.
I mean, yeah,
that's where it begins.
If
there's some conflict that you can't resolve yourself by preaching. Then you take it to the temple president. If it doesn't work at that level, then you go to the Brahminical Council. Doesn't work at that level, take it to your GBC man, Bhaktivedanta Maharaj. And if that doesn't work, then you bring it to me. If somebody's making offensive remarks and committing blasphemy, then they have to be stopped. And there should not be a blasphemous atmosphere in this movement. Blasphemy should not be going on. So you try to deal with it yourself by preaching. If it's a senior devotee, even a senior devotee, you have a right to say something. If they're saying some nonsense thing, you have a right to say something to a senior devotee. If something, even a senior devotee, they're doing something wrong, you can say something.
Ако някой стачи прямо да прави нещо погрешно, може да го кажеш.
And if you're not able to, then you take to the temple president. That doesn't work. National Council, that doesn't work. The GBC for Bulgaria, Bhaktivedanta Maharaj, if that doesn't work, then you can bring it to me. Yeah. That's. Do you have any further points on that?
What if a neophyte devotee, now the person, someone has a doubt and somebody is blasphemous to a neophyte devotee, that bewilders their mind and they do not know what
to do. Yeah, so that's why we have to have proper training of our leaders, how to create the devotees have to be properly trained. It's up to the temple presidents to make sure that the devotees are properly trained. That such nonsense things don't, that people are, such nonsense things don't go on. It's up to the traveling preachers also to preach properly. So everybody who hears their lectures will get the proper understanding not to blaspheme devotees. We recite it every day in the 10 offenses. It's not, we shouldn't say it just mechanically. The first offense against the Holy Name is to blaspheme those devotees who have dedicated their lives to propagating the Holy Name of the Lord all over the world. I mean, what does that mean? Is that just some empty slogan? No. If one is blaspheming a person who has dedicated their lives to propagating the Holy Name of the Lord all over the world, that is called hatimata. That's called the mad elephant offense. And such an offense will completely destroy one's devotional creeper. Just like if you have a garden and a mad elephant comes in, one step, boom, with his foot, your creeper is finished. So it's called that mad elephant offense, Vaishnava aparad, or if it's one's own guru, it's even heavier, guru aparad. If one is committing guru aparad, then that's very heavy. I should immediately be informed of that. If somebody is blaspheming me, I should immediately be informed. That's very, very heavy. You should immediately write me if that's happening. Somebody's blaspheming me. They're polluting, you're trying to pollute your mind, blaspheming me. I should immediately be informed. Then I can take it up with the GBC. You know, it's a very, very grievous thing if somebody's... I know sometimes people make propaganda against me. I don't know why they do that. They make blasphemous statements against me. So that immediately has to be brought to my attention. Someone's doing that.
Да, питам, не трябва да злословим, обаче къде е границата? Всъщност, ако някой преводание прави грешка, ние да казваме тая грешка. Не искаме да го... Нямаме желание всъщност да го злепоставим или нещо такова. Но виждаме, че става някаква грешка и просто искаме да споделим това преводание. Къде е границата между злословенето и...
So, where is the border between blaspheming and, you know, just pointing out that someone is not doing something?
Service mode.
Трябва да е в времето на служене.
If one has a genuine mood of service, then you can point things out, and that's not at all blasphemy.
Ако човек наистина в настроение на служене, той може да посочи нещо неправно и това не е злословене.
But if one out of envy is saying things, then that's it's a whole different thing. It's the mood. If it's envy, if it's sincere mood of service, and you point things out, that's one thing. But if it's enmity or envy, and one is speaking, then it's completely different. Is that clear?
Okay.
Yeah.
Предпазвам от грешки. В предното служение вчера забравих да затворя вратата на Шилбаде, като закладка. Как се предпазвам от грешки в предното служение?
Yesterday he forgot to close the door.
Oh, that's not a big deal.
And he's asking. But he's asking how to prevent ourselves from doing these mistakes.
The thing is, there's a tendency when to see the spiritual master as an ordinary man. Just like normally, we don't sit on the same level as the spiritual master.
както обикновено ние не сядаме на едно и също ниво
с духовно. Sometimes in the car you have to do that, but you're not going to sit on the floor or the back seat. There's no room down there. I mean, you know. But generally, as a general rule, you don't sit on the same level as the spiritual master.
Но обикновено човек не сяда на едно и също ниво с духовния учител.
You always sit lower than the spiritual master. Because you have to always see him as being as good as God.
You
should never see him as an ordinary man. So, that's that whether you open the door or not, the main thing is to always see that this is God's representative on working now on the face of the earth. And try to do everything in that consciousness. And if you're in that consciousness, then you'll do everything perfectly. You know, there's no like rules. Well, somebody wanted to make some rules out of it one time. There's a story in this connection. The disciples were going along the roadway with the spiritual master was on a horse, and they were walking along with the spiritual master going somewhere. And the disciples forgot that the spiritual master is as good as God. They were thinking he was an ordinary man. You know, they're kind of spaced out. So the spiritual master had a hat and it blew off and it fell down, you see. And nobody bothered to pick it up. And the spiritual master said, "What is this nonsense? My hat fell off and you didn't pick it up?" And he says, "Oh, Guru Maharaj, you never told us that we're supposed to pick up your hat if it falls off." Please give us an instruction so we'll know what to do. So the spiritual master is a little disgusted with his foolish disciple. He said, "Well, if something falls, then pick it up." So then they went on down the roadway, and then the horse passed some stool out of his rear end, see? And the disciple said, "Oh, Gurmar said, if something falls, pick it up." So they picked up all the horse stool and they were give it to Gurmar, you see.
Guru Maharaj каза, поне падне да вдигне, и те дигнали изпред и го поднесли на Guru Maharaj.
And then what did he say then, Devi?
I didn't say that he pick up the stools and they said, "Give me the list, give us the list. What can we pick up and what we should not do?"
Yeah, I said, "Give us a list then. I never told you to pick up the calendar. Give us a list." See, well, if this falls, if that falls, you know, if it's stool, then don't pick it up. If the horse is drool, don't pick that up. If he passes urine, don't pick that up. You know, anyway, he gave the list. They're writing down all these things on the list. But then they were going down the road, and there was a low branch, and the spiritual master fell off the horse. And they looked on the list, and the spiritual master was not on the list. So they left the spiritual master lying there on the road, on the side of the road. So don't be that kind of a disciple, you know. You have to have a list. Well, should I open the door? Can I sit on the same level? You know, just try to understand the spiritual master has to be shakshat dadi tvainash samasta shastrir uktastata bhavyata shakshat dadi tvainash samasta shastrir uktastata bhavyata eva sadbhi kintu praboya priya eva tasya mande guru shi chara naravindam. The translation is, the spiritual master should be honored as much as the Supreme Lord because he is directly the Supreme Lord. He's as good as God. This is confirmed in all the revealed scriptures. This is described in this way. Of course, it's not that he is personally God, but because he is the servant of God, the confidential servitor of the Lord, therefore he's as good as God. So if you keep that in mind, and then naturally you'll understand what to do and what not to do in all situations. Not that we have to give you a list, you know. What to do here, what no. We just understand the principle. And then Krishna will guide you from within how to deal with each situation. Okay? Yeah. Anything else? Yes, Rupa Mahaprabhu.
Във връзка с чистотата, това, което каза, много беше добре прозвуча и добре беше, но аз съм чувал, че Шил Прабхупада казва, че чистотата е силата. Какво ще кажа за това нещо повече? Чистотата е силата. За този... за това изказа на Шил Прабхупада.
Извинявам, ти в началото каза, чухме, че чистотата е силата и сега пък питаме...
Не, каза, че силата идва от следването на Шрила Прабхупада и духовния учител, което е много удовлетворява да ми чуя. Но съм чул, че Прабхупада е казал, че чистотата е силата и искам да нещо кажа повече.
Okay. Първата част не я разбирам. You said that purity comes from following Srila Prabhupada and the spiritual master, and he is very pleased to hear that. But Srila Prabhupada also states that strength comes from purity. So
that what?
Strength comes from purity.
Yeah, well, purity means following the spiritual master. That is purity. You become pure by following your spiritual master.
But this also means everything else.
Actually, in this movement, everything we do is serving Prabhupada. Isn't it? Taking Vishadam is serving Prabhupada. Kirtan, everything we do is serving Prabhupada. Is there anything we do that is not serving
Prabhupada?
The kirtan, the ratha-yatra, the scriptures, Vaishnava seva, everything we do, we learn from Prabhupada. His orders. So everything we do is serving Prabhupada. Is there anything we do that is not? Except our nonsense. Everything we do is we learn from Prabhupada. He gave us all these things. This whole Vaishnava culture, Prabhupada gave us everything. It's all Prabhupada. By engaging in this Vaishnava culture, it's all Prabhupada seva. Serving Prabhupada. And by doing it, we get strength from all these things. Bowing down, serving devotees, putting on dhoti, tilak, saris, preaching, book distribution, harinam, ratayacha, prasadam, deity worship, raising our children in Krishna consciousness. But everything that we're doing, giving your money, donating money to help the movement, all these things we do are purifying us. They're all serving Prabhupada's orders. And they're all purifying us. Does that make it clear for you?
My point беше, като има предвид чистотата, това е един широк аспект от много неща. И всъщност това обхваща и чистота на мислите, и отношенията с предаданите, и всичко това човек трябва да върви в да развива тия качества, тия неща. Това всичко влиза в.
He meant that by saying purity, we mean a larger scope of things like purity of mind, purity of relationships. So, isn't it so that purity means a lot of things?
Yes, purity is a very broad concept. Purity of your japa, purity of your intelligence, purity of your tongue, purity of your purity of my hands. I only use everything pure. We have to purify everything. Purified intelligence, words, thoughts, actions, relationships, everything has become pure. There can't be any aspect of our being, of our consciousness, of our activities, that's impure. It has to be completely purified. No impurity is allowed. Even our, you may externally act in a very pure way, but if you have dirty thoughts, you're not pure yet. If I'm very friendly to you, but I think, oh, but he's a creep. Oh, you don't know what a creep. He's, if I'm very friendly to somebody externally, but in the inside I think they're a rascal, you know, I'm finding fault with them, they're nonsense. But, you know, talking about a Vaishnava, just see what a rascal this character is, you see. If I'm thinking that way inside my heart, that's an impurity within my heart. So I have to externally act in a very kind and friendly way, but also within my heart I must think, I must appreciate the Vaishnavas. Even if I'm keeping a thought inside, oh, he's actually a rascal, this character. This rascal, you know, he's really, he's just a nonsense character, so-called devotee. You know? I don't appreciate, then I have a dirty mind. You know, externally I'm very friendly. How are you doing, Prabhu? Please accept my obeisances. But then, yeah, he's just a snake. I think, but he's really just a snake. Then it's, my mind is not pure, you see. And I cannot chant Shuddhanam. If there's any impurity in the heart, any type of impurity, Shuddhanam will not manifest. And I will not have access to Krishna. Therefore, every, even the most subtle aspects of my psyche must be purified. Must be purified. That way I can truly chant Shuddhanam, the pure name of God. And when you actually master the chanting, when you can purely chant the name, you know what happens? Krishna appears. As confirmed in the Brahma Samhita. Premanjane charita bhakti valochanena santaksada vihadayeshu valokayanti yang shama shundaram chintya gunasvarupam govindam adi purusham tamaham vajami. So it's worth it. Purifying yourself deep, deep, deep within, it's really worth it. The trouble is we're so attached to our anarthas, we don't want to give them up. Our pride, our fault-finding, we're so attached to them, we don't want to give them up. But you know what? They make us miserable. Those anarthas do nothing but make us miserable. So, as they say in English, a word to the wise. Give up, we have to give up these subtle dirts in the heart. We have to appreciate the good in all other beings. We should always see the good qualities of the other devotees, especially. Prabhupada said everyone has a combination of good and bad qualities. So the devotee, he's like honeybee. He looks for the good qualities. And the non-devotee, he's like the fly, he looks for a stool. So if I'm looking for your faults, that means I'm rakshasa, I'm a asura, I'm a demon. If I'm looking for your faults, if I'm looking for your saintly qualities, then I'm devotee, you see. So let's say I'm really contaminated, snake in the grass. But Prabhupada could see the saintly qualities within even such a contaminated snake in the grass like Sankarshan Das. You see, he could see the saintly qualities. And he's encouraging. The spiritual master can see the spark of bhakti in the heart of even the most contaminated snake in the grass. And he can fan that spark of bhakti into a blazing fire, burning away all the impurities.
This is the great quality of Srila Prabhupada. He took so many contaminated hippie boys and girls who were all engaged in all sinful activities. And he could see in each and every one of them that spark of bhakti in the heart. And he fanned that spark. You know, you ever camped out overnight and you had that little spark of fire in the morning and you want to get the fire warm, burning again, you're cold, you don't want to get that fire going. So you fan that little spark and turn it into a big fire again, you see. You've done that. You don't have to light the fire. The fire is still burning, you know, a little coal down there. Still. So you just put some kindling and you fan that thing. And big fire comes out. So the spiritual master, he sees the spark of bhakti in the heart. And even the contaminated, very contaminated souls. And he fans that spark until all the impurities are burned away and they become pure Vaishnavas, you see. So we have to always see, because we have to admit, we're not pure devotees, you know. We have our contamination of the heart. We shouldn't be proudly thinking, oh, I'm a great Paramahamsa and these devotees, they're all dirt. You see, that's very offensive. We should see, actually, they're higher than me. That's why we call them Prabhu. You see, everyone is our Prabhu. You see, every devotee is my Prabhu. The Matajis also, they are Prabhu. Just like my mother, my father is my Prabhu, and my mother, my Mataji, she is also my Prabhu. All the devotees, they are my Prabhus, you see. They're my masters. Because I see they are higher than me. I think they are very nice devotees, and I'm contaminated dog, you see. This is the proper mood. I thought that one should cultivate to purify one's mind. The Prabhupada taught us this. We have to see everyone as my Prabhu. All the devotees are my Prabhus. And I have to always think they are higher than me. Prabhu means higher than me. Every devotee I should think is higher than me. I'm very lowly. You see, that's the proper mood of humility. That's the proper mood of purifying the mind. Does that make sense? Any further questions?
Thank you.
Yeah.
If someone is friendly on the face, but they have malice in the heart.
What in the heart? Malice? Because the airplane is running. It said friendly in the face and malice in the heart?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, in that case, sometimes we see they have malice, but then if someone is not doing wrong, we'll perceive mistakes.
Someone is not doing wrong?
If other devotees may not be doing wrong, but we perceive it that here, because I have a malice, so I will see that as a wrong thing.
Yeah.
Is that where it...
Yeah, if someone has malice in the heart, they will find fault even when someone... There is no fault. That's a bit...
Ако някой има зло в сърцето си, те ще откриват грешки в другите, дори такива да не съществуват.
Even there is no fault, they will find fault, because they have malice.
Дори да няма грешка, те ще намерят, защото има зло в сърцето си.
That's what happens sometimes. Someone has malice in the heart, so they imagine so many faults that aren't even there. It's actually their own faults. That's all it is. Their own faults. They're not seeing they're actually just exposing, it's their own faults. That's all it is.
What is the reason for this malice in the heart? Is it envy?
Yeah.
No.
They're envious. That's right.
That is a vision.
You see, these are deep. This envy is very deep seated in the heart. We were originally all pure devotees of Krishna in the spiritual world. Either in the Krishna Loka planet or one of the Vaikuntha planets or one of the Narayan forms. We were all originally situated in the spiritual world with the Lord and His various pastimes and activities. But because we have free will, we have a choice to serve God or not to serve God. So, misusing that free will
We were envious of the Lord's position as the Supreme. We wanted ourselves to be in that position of the Supreme. So the Lord, to fulfill our desire to be the Supreme, sent us to this material world where we can dream that we're the Supreme. So actually, envy was the cause of our coming here in the first place. So everybody here is envious. That's the common denominator of every single living entity in this world. We are all envious. Now, someone who realizes this envy is a bad thing, and they want to give it up, they surrender to Krishna. They become free of this envy. But sometimes, even after doing that, it's hard because it's so deep-seated in the heart, we have a hard time giving up that envy. This is why we require a spiritual master. This is why we require senior devotees. Because that a spiritual master and senior devotees means those persons who have conquered envy. The neophyte, he may have some still trying to get over his envy, you see. So he takes training and guidance from those who are beyond the platform of envy, and that way, by serving them, by following them, by hearing from them, then gradually he gives up his envy also and becomes to the non-envious position. Just like it is described, the spiritual master is the non-envious well-wisher of all living entities. He doesn't see anyone as enemy. Even his enemy, he sees as friend. He never sees anyone as his enemy, the spiritual master. Everyone is anyone's enemy. And therefore, he always has goodwill towards everyone. So from the bona fide spiritual master and from senior devotees, we can learn how to become free of envy. Does that answer your question? Hare Krishna. Next question, any other questions? Yeah. This is the last one.
Аз виждам, че истинско служене, служене всъщност е не просто да вършиш някаква дейност, примерно ако те помоля да обелиш картофи или нещо друго. Това може да бъде правено служене, но може и да не бъде, така да бъде по-ясно. Но разбирам, че истинско служене към духовния учител означава да приемеш неговите инструкции като твоя нали, живот и душа. И как може това, как да го приложим това на практика? Как да се променим, как да променим нашето материалистично съзнание? И също така да напреднем духовния живот в истинско кришна съзнание, да преодолим истинско кришна съзнание, въпреки това, че има много препятствия, но както Гурудев каза с нощ на лекцията, всъщност препятствията зависи от нашето съзнание. Те може да бъдат едно стъпало по-нагоре. Така че всичко се върти около въпроса как да променим съзнанието и да приложим инструкциите на Гурудев на практика в нашия живот, което е и как практически да служим на как да се фокусираме върху служението на Кришна.
Малко ми е трудно да превеждам толкова дълги въпроси.
Не, просто го извлечи това последното, което казах другото. Само последното. Тоест, добре, как да приложим на практика инструкциите на Гуруде и как да се фокусираме върху преданото служене на Гуру и Кришна, въпреки разсейващите...
Okay. How to practically implement the instructions of the spiritual master and how to put aside all the distractions and focus on this taking the order of the spiritual master as our life and soul. Mm.
Yes, this is a very important question she has asked, because our duty and our success in spiritual life is to take the orders of our spiritual masters, our life and soul.
Наш дълг е за успех в духовния живот е да приемем инструкция на духовния учител като своя душа и живот.
I learned a very nice prayer from one of my god brothers that he said we should always pray to Srila Prabhupada, please engage me in whatever way I can best serve your mission.
Един мой духовен брат каза много хубава молитва към Шрила Прабхупада. Моля те, ангажираме по такъв начин, който мога най-добре да служа на твоята мисия.
So this is my instruction to my disciples.
Това е което аз инструктирам своите ученици.
Because I am also just a servant of Prabhupada's mission.
Понеже аз съм също слуга на мисията на Прабхупада.
My mission is to that Prabhupada's mission will be successful.
И моята мисия е мисията на Прабхупада да е успешна.
My life's mission is to live my life in such a way that Prabhupada's mission will take over the whole world. That's my mission.
Моята мисия е да живее така, че мисията на Шрила Прабхупада да спечели целия свят.
So I want you, my disciples, to engage yourself 24 hours a day with every thought, word and deed in such a way that Prabhupada's mission will take over the world as soon as possible.
И затова си искам моите ученици да се ангажират денонощно със своите думи, мисли и дела, така че да...
I want you to revolutionize your own heart. I want you to cultivate pure bhakti within your own heart.
Искам вие да революционизирате сърцето си с чиста бхакти.
And I want you to revolutionize the world.
И също и да направите революция в целия свят.
By spreading Krishna consciousness
като разпространявате Кришна
to everybody.
На всеки.
Or as far as possible to everybody in the whole Bulgaria. Make this whole country Krishna conscious.
Колкото е възможно в цяла България, направете цялата страна Кришна осъзната.
So, serving the order that you should make your life and soul, you're meant to serve your Guru's order, Maharaja's order is your life and soul. That order is that you should become a pure devotee, and you should make Prabhupada's mission a grand success in Bulgaria.
Така че заповедта на духовния учител, която трябва да бъде ваш живот.
That should be your constant meditation. To please my spiritual master, Sankarshan Das Adhikari, I must become a pure devotee of Krishna. And I must be fully absorbed in making Prabhupada's mission a success here in Bulgaria. There's your whole life's meditation. Unless you're transferred to a different country in the future. But at least for now, you know, Bulgaria is your turf. Is it? Your preaching turf. But that was the last question. I don't know, she's new, maybe we'll allow it. But... we're already over time. I already said that was the last question.
Evening there will be a class.
There'll be a class this evening. Where will the class be?
Here.
Here there'll be an evening class. Okay, are you staying for the day?
Yeah.
All right.
Имам брат който роден 53-та година и се казва доктор Иван Женски.
No, are you coming to the evening class?
Вечерта ще дойдете ли? На лекция ще има пак тук.
Ам добре, аз съм тук.
Okay, then you ask your question this evening. Okay. Okay, thank you very much. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.